The debate over gun violence in the U.S. often focuses on the epidemic of mass shootings at schools and other public places. But most gun deaths in this country are suicides. Suicide rates are rising in nearly every state, according to the CDC, and New Hampshire is near the top of the list. An unlikely team of gun owners and public health experts in that state have come together to launch a prevention campaign called the Gun Shop Project. New Hampshire Public Radio's Lauren Chulgin reports.
When Ralph D'Amico talks about the origins of the Gun Shop Project, he mentions two phone calls. They both came from Elaine Frank, then a public health expert at Dartmouth. The first call was about 20 years ago, back when D'Amico owned a gun shop in Hooksett, New Hampshire.
You know, not to stereotype, but generally people from the medical community and people from the firearms community don't share a lot of common ground. I said, hi.
Frank was calling to see if D'Amico would be part of a local group to promote gun safety. He was skeptical at first, but decided to join. The second call came a few years later, and it was a tough one.
You know, it's one of those calls where it's like, ooh, I don't really know if I want to do this.
Frank had some bad news. There were three suicides within the same week, and each person had purchased a gun from D'Amico's shop. D'Amico was stunned. He hadn't heard anything about it.
Living with the idea that one of your customers has taken his or her life is not a light burden. It's very uncomfortable.
So together, D'Amico and Frank went back to their gun safety group and decided to only focus their attention on gun suicides. Frank knew that suicides made up most of the gun deaths in New Hampshire and that guns are used in most suicide deaths across the country.
And it's not because firearm owners are more likely to be depressed or have mental illness or even more likely to attempt suicide. But a suicide attempt with a firearm is far more likely to be lethal than by almost any other means.
So they decided gun shops would be the best place to start, hence the name the Gun Shop Project. They traveled to gun stores all over New Hampshire, handing out posters and cards that describe signs of suicidal behavior. And they talked to employees about how to avoid selling a firearm to someone who could be suicidal. Some shop owners were still skeptical. D'Amico says many of them felt like it was a trick, another way to blame guns for violence.
I had one gun shop call me and he said, hey, what's going on here? And I told him, he said, so you think this is innocuous? I said, absolutely, it's fine. I said, trust me, I know the demons when I see them. This is not one of them.
In the end, about half of New Hampshire gun shops hung up the prevention posters, and the coalition called it a success. Their work has inspired states all over the country to create their own versions of the Gun Shop Project. But this all started 10 years ago, before Sandy Hook, before Parkland, before Santa Fe. And that skepticism from gun owners has grown as division over gun issues has widened. And that skepticism has been front of mind lately as the Gun Shop Project tries a new approach this summer. They want New Hampshire firearms instructors to show a video about suicide prevention in their classes.
Welcome to my classroom. Have a seat.
Thomas Brown has been a firearms instructor for over two decades, and most of his time has been spent here at the Manchester Firing Line Indoor Range. Brown joined the coalition a few years ago, and he's been helping craft the language of this video in a way that he says could help win over people who are pro-gun.
We as gun owners are constantly under attack, and one of the things that is constantly thrown in our face is the number of gun deaths. And when you realize that two-thirds roughly are suicides, that if we could reduce that number, wouldn't that be good for us?
The point of this video is to educate about the signs of suicide and to encourage those watching to hold on to a friend or family member's gun if it seems like they're having a hard time.
Sometimes getting involved at a critical point during someone's despair may make the difference.
But among the dramatic music and public health pointers is language like this that helps get Brown's argument across.
Suicide deaths are terrible for everyone involved. Firearm suicides also hurt the cause of liberty when the numbers are used to justify more gun laws. Let's work together to reduce all suicides, especially the ones where a firearm may be used.
Brown has tested out the video in a few of his classes, and he says it's already increased awareness.
Most people just nod their head and say, yeah, well, that makes sense, or they hadn't even crossed their mind about firearms and suicide.
This is the reaction Elaine Frank and Ralph D'Amico were hoping for with this new project. D'Amico says they could make an even bigger impact with firearm safety classes because people are already there ready to learn about guns, and the message is coming from a trusted voice.
firearms instructors, they reach a tremendous amount of people, all new shooters. What better way to make people aware than to take a new shooter and, if I can use that terrible term, indoctrinate them into thinking positively about suicide prevention?
Doesn't mean you have to give up your view on guns or on public health or on overreaching government or whatever. You can keep doing all those things, but in the meetings, you focus on what you have in common.
And the Gun Shop Project's Elaine Frank says this consensus building among people with opposing views, that's something the country seems to have lost that she thinks would be a really good thing to bring back. For Here and Now, I'm Lauren Shulgin.